Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you think that the Cavs have, as they're put together, can compete with Indiana? Can they compete with Oklahoma City? I'd say the answer is yes. Can they beat them in a series? The answer is maybe. The answer, I think the answer needs to be you need to add a couple of more pieces and keep your fingers crossed that you're healthy. And maybe just look and look at the way your roster fits together. I sound like a broken record on this, if anybody remembers what a broken record sounds like these days.
I do. Raises my hand.
Very nice. I don't like the two small ball dominant guards. I don't think that's the way to win an NBA championship. It's the way to win a lot of games. And Darius Garland is a tremendous player, and Donovan Mitchell's even better. Together, I think there's too much of a duplication of skill set. And I don't know that you could get Darius to be more point guard and less scoring guard out of that spot. If you didn't have Donovan there, fine. It's fine. But you have Donovan there. He's clearly the lead guy, and he should be. I think he's a better player than Darius. And because of that, I wouldn't be afraid to bust it up and look for something different, especially after you see Indiana roll out guys 6'5 and bigger. You watch Orlando trade for yet another big guard. If they start Jalen Suggs, they go 6'5 in their backcourt.
Right.
And then 6'9 and 6'10 on the wings, you know, with Wagner and Banchero. So I would not be the least bit adverse to trading Darius in the right deal. Those are the key words. You don't move him to move him, Daryl.
Right.
But if somebody calls you and offers you the right deal, well, you got to pull the trigger. You got to go for it.
Yeah, and you're about moving off Darius. I'm about moving off Jarrett. And there's a strong case, I think, for both players. Here's the challenge for Kobe Altman this offseason, aside from navigating the whole second apron situation. There is no team that you need to correct for, if that makes sense. There's no singular team. Like, I don't feel like that they need to do a course correction this offseason for the Indiana Pacers, specifically. You're right. I mean, we see that in off seasons all the time, where, like, Golden State, right? Teams would try and get their personnel to match up. So, okay.
There are too many teams in the East that have a chance for the Cavs to try and match up against somebody.
It's way too wide open.
They have to put the best team on the field, on the court that they can, and then go for it. But is the best team two guys who are 6'1 and 6'2 in the backcourt who need the ball?
Right.
That's what Kobe Altman needs to decide. Apparently, so far, he's decided yes, because he put it together. And he's the guy who put it together. He's the guy who won 64 games in the regular season with it. Obviously, they're a really, really good team. But the question is, can they get the ultimate goal with the way that this roster is now built?
Yeah.
Michael is in Avon. Hi, Michael.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. Interesting stuff. I want to make two real quick points, and then I'll tell you my player. I don't think we should do anything in the off season because, like we've talked about, the NBA is two seasons. Let's take the start of the season to the trading deadline to see if we have to move anybody. That's point number one. Point number two is look at how different the team played with the coaching change that we made. It was a whole different kind of basketball than we had under Bickerstaff. And Bickerstaff had his success in Detroit. But you take those two elements, what the Cavs are missing is anybody to come off the bench in the front court and give Allen and Mobley a break or play with those two. And I think he's on our G League team. I would see what a half a season with Nicquel instead of Tristan Thompson. I can't think, because I'm on the phone, I can't think of Nicquel's last name.
Tomlin.
But he averaged 20 points a game. And the G League has been good to us. We brought up Craig Porter. We brought up Sam Miller. We've brought
Sam
up
Merrill.
Sam Merrill.
Dean Wade has been time Wade. There.
I would like to see what a full preseason's worth of coaching.
Well, Shaq wants to see Imani Bates.
That's a whole different ballgame. There's your taller guard that can't get it together. But I wouldn't move anybody until we see what our needs are at the trading deadline. Because to blow it up and try to create something different for the sake of, oh, my God, we have to make a change, we're not really going to know if we need to make a change if we give this kid a chance till the trading deadline. And I would sit still for a couple reasons. The other teams in the league at the trading deadline may be in a different position than trading with them now. Somebody's got to do a rebuild. Somebody's tanking. Somebody's doing this, that, and the other thing. You might have a whole different layer of players available based on the standings in the NBA in June.
Well, Kobe's the king of getting in on three-team trades. Like, he's the king of getting in on those and pulling a piece. I mean, that's how they ended up with Jared Allen, right?
DeAndre Hunter as well.
Exactly.
I mean,
so
you made a move to go get DeAndre, who, by the way, I think should start next year.
And I kind of think that might be how they're going to, you know, might be a mechanism for them to shed Isaac Okoro, is you get him involved in a three-team trade to help match some money somewhere or something like that. He's going to have to be creative this offseason, Jeff.
Well, I agree with that. The player that Michael was talking about is Naquan Tomlin. He's a 6'10 forward, was up a little bit, and did average 20 points a game in the G League. Remember one thing. Though guys go to the G League and improve their games, stars in the G League don't necessarily become stars in the NBA.
Yep.
They don't necessarily become NBA players. Just keep that in mind.
I use the analogy, right, with AAA guys like John Kenzie Noel goes back to AAA. So mm-hmm. His bat starts finding baseballs. Will Williams, same thing. Like AAA pitching, a little different than Major League pitching.
Without question. Lewis is in Shaker. Hey, Lewis.
Oh, Phelps, man, you guys are not going to like what I have to say, man.
I can't wait to hear it then.
Then hit us with it.
Let me tell you, it's Darius. Darius has to put the team before himself. As Darius goes, this team goes. Darius does not want to accept his role as being Robin. You can tell. I can see it in him. I've seen people like him. I see it in him when him and Mitchell, like, interact on a big play. You can tell he's kind of standoffish. It's Darius. Darius has to mature mentally. He has it. I mean, as far as, like, physically and gift, Darius has it. Darius is a all-star. But Darius does not want to be Robin. Darius wants to be Batman. And he has to put this team before his selfish self. As Darius goes, this team goes. It's not Mitchell, because Mitchell's going to do his thing. As Darius goes, this team goes. And Darius does not want to go. Darius wants to be the man. Everybody can't be the man, Darius. Accept your role and win championships. Don't worry about your selfishness. Accept your role. That's it.
Lewis, thank you very much. Lewis and I have talked about this before, and I've thrown out the idea.
I don't know that I'd call him selfish.
I wouldn't call him selfish either. What I would call him is a guy who was trained and brought along by the Cavaliers to be exactly the kind of guard he is right now. It's not his fault. It's not even fault. The Cavs developed a heck of a guy for a 6'1 guard. He can score. He can pass. He was 12th in the league in assists this last year.
Right.
Maybe you get into the top 5 in assists, and your scoring backs off to 16 a game. And Evan Mobley's goes up to 23.
I mean,
I think you're a better team. You know, Darius averaged at 6.7 assists.
Yeah.
What if he averaged 9? You know what I mean? Became more pass first and shoot second. Doesn't mean that things are going to drop off the table. You know, you're not going to become Cameron Payne.
Even Donovan Mitchell, when he scores 40 or more points, you'd be like, oh, that's awesome.
But
not for the Cavaliers.
Right.
They usually lose when Donovan has to do that. Donovan's scoring sweet spot is between around 25 and 38.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Points in a game. Cavaliers usually win there. When he has to go above that, bad things are happening team-wise, right?
Well, you could look at the playoffs and see that, Dee.
Right.
But guys were injured, so that's going to be the caveat about why he took so many shots in the playoffs. Well, he had to because they were injured. Did he?
We know the backcourt does work together. I sort of agree with you on the size thing and the two small guys in the back.
Ball dominant guards who have enough duplication of skill set.
Right, but they made it work last year or this past season
in the regular season.
Over 60 wins.
Yeah, with that question, they were great.
There were two questions.
They were great.
Yeah, you asked the Kenny Atkinson. And I asked him the question in his introductory press conference. It's about making the two small guards work and making the two big guys work. And Kenny Atkinson made them both work this year, except for in the playoffs here. But I'm not going to call Darius selfish. I think he gave you everything he could give you in the playoffs, Jeff. He had to have surgery on his big toe.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone was ripping him because he wasn't playing. He had to take a couple games off in that series. And then the day after it was over, he's like, yeah, I had to play with like a metal sleeve in my shoe and all that kind of stuff just so I could get out there and play through the pain and all that. And then it turns out, because I said sarcastically during the series, because this is just the type of mental thing I have.
Mental whack job you are.
Yeah, pretty much. I said, yeah, I can't wait till the offseason comes. We find out that Darius Garland needs to have surgery on his foot.
Oh,
that's, and then guess what happened?
Yeah, it was not a surprise to me either.
No, least surprising news ever.
And let me just reinforce this thought. This isn't about Darius not doing anything.
No.
Darius is a really good player.
Sometimes he does try and do too much.
Well, but who
doesn't?
Show me an NBA guy who doesn't.
Right.
You know, who's that caliber of a player. He's really good. He's really good. And if this team didn't have Donovan Mitchell, I wouldn't move. I wouldn't even think of moving Darius.
100%.
But you have Donovan Mitchell. And I think there's enough duplication of skill set there that it's not about the player. It's about the fit.
Yeah, and see, people look at it as if you're trading Darius, that's a commentary on him as a player.
Oh, no, he's terrific.
And it's not.
It's about the fit.
And the same thing for me when I talk about Jarrett. Just because I feel that if you move Jarrett, that opens more things up for Evan Mobley. You can get another big to replace him that doesn't cost as much. You're not going to get a double-double machine. But I don't know, do you need a double-double machine from your big in this new... firing up 53 pointers per game league.
Yeah,
I don't know that you need to spend $20 million a year on your center.
Maybe it's drifting away from that. Maybe not.
You think so?
No, I don't.
Okay.
More Cavs. If you have some thoughts on this, by all means, join us. And there was a price tag on something else in the NBA that you might find astronomical, and I wonder if it's a sign of what's ahead. It's Baskin and Phillips with Daryl in for Andy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.